Life after life. In a large hall, the disciples of the Master gathered, while he himself went to Tibet to teach the truth to Tulku and Rinpoche, as well as to Tibetan hermits and yogis. The session was led by his wife, Arta, who was very beautiful and sublime. Her face somehow resembled the face of Buddha. She had been with the Master for many years and knew a great deal. Jan was there with his friends, helping those who came to get rid of larvae and negative sans contacts. Jan considered it his duty to support Master's school, as he saw its great importance for the development of the entire Earth. Angels descended, filling up the hearts of open-minded disciples with divine light.
The life of our spirit is eternal, but even the life of our personality is not limited by the lifespan of the physical body. After death, we continue to live, and until the new incarnation, we remain the same as in life, preserving our memory, tastes, habits, and views. Of course, they go through significant changes in the afterlife, but this happens in our earthly life as well. For example, when we transition from childhood to adulthood, life there is similar to this transition, as after death, a person gains many new powers and abilities, becoming mature and wise. This is similar to the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. The caterpillar is forced to crawl on wet ground, stay in the shade of plants, and feed on their leaves. In contrast, the butterfly flies in the sunlight from flower to flower, nourishing itself with nectar. Similarly, life after death is akin to the life of a butterfly, lighter and more joyful, full of experiences and possibilities. However, the experience of the caterpillar is also important because the hardships and sufferings temper the human spirit, making it more experienced and sober. Therefore, both forms of our existence are equally important for our development and perfection. The trouble with people lies in the fact that they see everything from the perspective of physical life, which is a very mistaken view that does not allow them to understand the real truth. That's why all spiritual schools have sought to expand human perception by allowing individuals to experience out-of-body existence, existence in the subtle level, and journeys in the astral body. This constituted the essence of ancient mysteries. Even the word trance once denoted a transition to the world of the dead, immediately opening one's eyes to the true meaning of our life, especially if accompanied by encounters with higher beings or even God. Because a great deal of human suffering and anguish is connected to their fixation on the physical level and its events, their lack of understanding of life's meanings, and its continuation in the afterlife. The practice of trance, hypnosis, opening the third eye, astral projection, lucid dreaming, and the use of certain hallucinogens allowed mystics to discover the invisible world, which in turn revealed the meaning and purpose of human existence. This brought about a great revolution in worldview and expanded the ordinary perception of the world. Moreover, the contact with the subtle world shows clearly that it is inhabited not only by angels and benevolent departed souls, but also by lower spirits and harmful demons. These entities constantly attack us, infiltrating the auras of individuals who succumb to negative thoughts and attitudes. How dangerous are such thoughts and moods created by dark powers, as they can damage an individual's entire life. It is crucial not to succumb to such influences. Simultaneously, a positive attitude attracts benevolent powers that can greatly assist in our lives. This assistance ranges from practical guidance to creative inspiration, new grand ideas, and spiritual states that open up horizons for personal development and the improvement of oneself and the world.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.